From the moment I saw her leaning against the rail, looking out into the night, I knew I had to save her. Hey, miss, this way to the lifeboats.
What? Oh, the lifeboats? You're not serious.
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, I am. This way, come. It's bad, believe me. Oh, but she had already run back to the ballroom. I quickly made my way to the lifeboats and jumped into the last one, just as it cast off. I was safe, but I wish she'd come with me.
And we hope you'll come with us now on The Lifeboat Show, here on Coast Community Radio. The content and opinions expressed on The Lifeboat Show are solely the responsibility of the producers and are not the expressed opinion of KMUN, its board of directors, or the Tillicum Foundation. This program was pre-recorded.
Cultural myths are stories we share about the way things are. George Washington chopping down a cherry tree and admitting it to his father. Abe Lincoln walking miles through the snow to return a borrowed book. I'm Christopher Padden, and you're listening to The Lifeboat Show.
I'm Karen Black, and our show today airs on what's commonly known as St. Patrick's Day. The cultural myth is that Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland, ridding Ireland of a nuisance. It turns out that the snakes were most probably druids, and Patrick has been credited with running the druids out of Ireland.
And of course, he may well have done none of the above.
That's right.
Or even existed, at least not in the form we think of him now. Cultural stories help us teach our children and pass on values that we feel have served us well. Now, what do cultural myths have to do with lifeboats or sustainable lifestyles?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because today we are awash in many cultural myths that no longer serve us, and in fact can actually threaten our well-being.
One of these is the belief that no matter the size or complexity of problems we face, the government will look out for us, technology will save the day, and all we need to do is make some simple adjustments to our daily routine and all will be well.
Writer Derek Jensen has teamed up with cartoonist Stephanie McMillan in a new graphic novel. It humorously portrays the same cultural myth that we don't have to change too much and everything will be just fine.
It's called As the World Burns, 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Stay in Denial, published by Seven Stories Press. And the Lifeboat Players are about to bring us some excerpts right here on Coast Community Radio.
A lively group, Stephen Burke, Tom Hartland, and Carol Newman.
With music clips by Bobby McFerrin, Alan Silvestri, Danny Elfman.
Pre-recorded live guerrilla theater.
Only on Community Radio.
Don't worry, be happy.
Did you know that if you recycle a single aluminum can, you can save enough energy to power a television set for 3 hours?
Oh my God, that's so helpful! You mean big industries can make lots of money by building dams for aluminum smelting, choking the life out of rivers and killing the fish, plus tearing up great swaths of Africa for mining bauxite?
Big money for builders,
miners, and manufacturers!
Then countless people can acquire Alzheimer's disease from ingesting the toxic metal. Drinking the soda from the cans will help millions enjoy diabetes, obesity, and malnutrition. They'll add the cans to the millions of other used cans and melt them down using coal-burning plants that spew toxins into the air and make more cans using still more energy. So you can drink more soda. Melting and reforming will take somewhat less energy than making all totally new cans. So, as a fabulous bonus, you can watch 3 episodes of Survivor or even 6 Brady Bunch reruns with the energy that's saved, therefore using the same amount of energy as before, but gaining 3 hours of brainwashing. What a brilliant scheme!
You're a real party pooper, you know that? I just saw a great movie about how the world is heating up, you know, and about what we can do to stop it.
Finally, the issue is being addressed. It's about damn time.
One thing we can do is to change our light bulbs.
Light bulbs?
Replacing one regular light bulb with a compact fluorescent saves 150 pounds of carbon dioxide per year.
That's their solution?
Oh, there's so much more.
I can hardly wait.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too.
The movie said we should drive less, walk, bike, carpool, take mass transit more often. You'll save 1 pound of carbon dioxide for every mile you don't drive.
Which means you put out 1 pound for every mile you do.
Recycle more? You can save 2,400 pounds of carbon dioxide per year by recycling just half your household waste.
Which means...
Stop it. Just let me continue.
Okay.
You don't like my my list.
Your list is fine. It's just...
You're really going to like this one. It's really important, and you don't have to change your lifestyle at all.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Check your tires. Keeping your tires inflated properly can improve gas mileage by more than 3%. Every gallon of gasoline saved keeps 20 pounds of carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere.
Which means that every gallon burned
is... Why do you do this?
What?
Ruin everything. That's all you do.
Go on.
Use less hot water.
Will that stop global warming?
Oh, yes. It takes a lot of energy to heat water. You can install a low-flow showerhead to save 350 pounds of CO2 per year and wash your clothes in cold or warm water to save 500 pounds per year.
Or you could knock out the water supply to a factory. That would save a lot of energy and water, too.
Another important one is to avoid products with a lot of packaging.
I can still buy things, right? I just avoid the ones with packaging?
That's it, exactly. You can save 1,200 pounds of carbon dioxide if you just cut down your garbage 10%. Adjust your thermostat. Down just 2 degrees in winter and up 2 degrees in summer could save about 2,000 pounds of CO2 a year. Oh, and you'll love this one since you love nature. Plant a tree. A single tree will absorb 1 ton of CO2 during its lifetime.
How about if we stop someone from cutting down a tree?
I suppose that would work, but wouldn't it be hard? I'd just rather plant a little tree all my own and watch it grow and grow. Wouldn't that be fun? Catch you later.
We will go quietly, meekly to the end of the world, if only you allow us to believe that buying low-energy light bulbs will save us. I did some math with that global warming list. Let's pretend everyone in the United States does everything on that list.
Ooh, wouldn't that be wonderful?
And let's pretend they change not one light bulb, but every light bulb in their homes.
That would make me so happy.
You and the light bulb manufacturers both. That would save about 400 million tons of carbon dioxide.
Yippee! I told you this would save the world.
People in the United States drive about 2.3 trillion miles per year.
You do like my list. You do.
If we cut that in half, we save about 575 million tons of carbon dioxide. Recycling half of every American's household waste would save about 125 million tons. Inflating tires and thus increasing gas mileage would save about 85 million tons.
Inflate the tires. Yes!
Low-flow showerheads and washing clothes in cooler water would save 105 million tons.
I could do that. So could everyone else.
Adjusting the thermostat will save about 105 million tons.
To save the world, I would do that, wouldn't you?
If every person in the United States planted a tree, that would absorb 7 million tons of carbon dioxide a year.
I can add it all up. It makes a total of about 1.5 billion tons of carbon dioxide a year. We did it! We saved the planet!
That's if every person in the United States does every one of these things.
Oh, but they will! If we just tell them this isn't so hard, we can do it.
There's just one thing. Total carbon emissions for the United States is 7.1 billion tons. If every man, woman, and child did all of the things on your list from the movie, and you know there is precisely zero chance.
Don't like where this is going.
That would only be about a 21% reduction in carbon emissions. And since total carbon emissions go up about 2% per year, that whole reduction would disappear in about 12...
The energy needed to manufacture 14 plastic grocery bags could power a car for 1 mile.
I saw your movie.
And?
I didn't much like it, except the end.
Where I tell people what to do.
Brilliant. You should have been a stage magician. Look over here, folks. Abracadabra.
And meanwhile...
The real action is somewhere else.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
I need your help.
When have I not been there for you?
Never.
What do you need?
Overconsumption.
There is no such thing. I don't like where you're going with this, Ed.
Hear me out.
But you're killing me here. You're eating into my profits. You're talking about this stuff. After all I've done for you, don't fail me now.
I've got a win-win situation for us.
I'm listening.
People are worried about the environment.
Nobody I know.
True, but there are some. And people hate corporations.
What are you talking about?
Strange, I know. But trust me on this one. People hate corporations almost as much as they hate politicians.
But why? Oh, don't answer. I know why. They're envious of our success, and they're too lazy to actually do any work themselves.
So, here's the plan. I'm known as something of an environmentalist.
I've never understood that.
I think you will now. As such, I'm positioned to help make you a leader in environmental sustainability.
You just said the system's killing the planet, which means if we don't want to kill the planet, we need to get rid of the system. But I like the system. I don't care if it is killing the planet. It's making me rich.
That's just it. I've got a way for sustainability to make you even richer. People need to buy their low-energy light bulbs somewhere. Why not from you?
Why not from me? But those bulbs are expensive.
Pass those expenses on to the consumer.
Without taking a cut?
With you taking a big cut. Greenies will pay outrageous prices just so they can say they're doing the right thing.
I like how you think.
We can also get some subsidies for you to get solar panels or biofuels.
I don't pay extra.
Not a dime.
What do you know? I've become the leader in sustainable overconsumption.
I found another list. Do you remember that old book, 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Save the Earth?
Yes, things like, if you somehow stop receiving junk mail, you could save 1.5 trees per year. Didn't work, did it?
That's because there were only 50 things. This new book has 365. Here's a good one. Use concentrated dishwasher liquid.
Do we?
Wait. Here's another one. It's even better. Decide what you want before you open the refrigerator door. What? You don't like this list either, do you? You just don't like anything. Sometimes it feels like you're a negative person. Sometimes that negativity gets to me.
I don't like these lists.
But if we all did everything on the list,
it wouldn't be enough. And that's why the lists are harmful. They give people the illusion that the problems we face are easily solvable. 50 Simple Things. The book should be called 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Stay in Denial While the World is Destroyed. It's not that simple.
You're really negative.
It's not that simple.
If you think that lifestyle changes won't make a difference, why are you a vegetarian? Why do you base your garden on principles of permaculture? Why do you bother having a composting toilet if there's no point?
I never said there's no point to living responsibly, but I don't delude myself into believing that what I have for lunch, much less which dishwashing soap I use, can stop the system from destroying the planet. Did you notice that on the list from the end of that movie, all their suggestions for action have to do with individuals?
That's because they're things you or I could do.
But there was nothing about stopping the governments and corporations that are the main causes of the problem. Did you know that all by itself, ExxonMobil has released 5% of all carbon emissions put out by this culture?
But we can't do anything about them. We can only do something about ourselves.
That's what they want you to think.
Do you really believe they're that controlling and evil?
Yes.
You really need to do something about that suspicion and anger.
Of course I do. I need to stop those who are killing the planet.
No. You need to do something about the suspicion and anger, not with it. You need to see a therapist.
A therapist?
Yes. You just think the worst of politicians and CEOs. They're not as bad as you say.
They aren't?
You're so angry. Therapy would help you feel so much better.
So, you feel as though you're not well adjusted?
I suppose that's a fair way to put it.
Well, then I'll just write a prescription.
Hold on. Can I ask you something?
Certainly.
When someone is well-adjusted, it means that they can tolerate whatever the norms of their society are without being constantly upset and angry, right?
Yes. In essence, that's the therapeutic goal. Not only to be free from pain, but even to be happy.
And these pills will help me to be well-adjusted?
They alter the chemistry of your brain to smooth out the ups and downs of everyday life, enhancing increasing enjoyment and productivity.
Productivity. So, it will no longer bother me that our planet is being destroyed by greedy corporations. I won't cry anymore about the frog species going extinct, or the polar bears swimming through the ocean to ice that's no longer there. I won't be haunted anymore by the numberless war dead, soldiers and civilians. The agony that I feel about all the people being kidnapped and legally tortured by the government will ease off. The rage I feel about people being worked to death and still being unable to feed their families or afford health care, this anger will subside. All these bad feelings will magically vanish with a little pill, and I'll be happy and adjusted to this ravaged planet and suffering people. Is that what you're saying? My sorrow, my empathy, my caring, my sensitivity. You want to kill all that so I'll be productive, so I'll be more useful to the big capitalist machine. Do I have it right? Why not just cut out my heart and be done with it?
One moment, please. Symptoms: depression, paranoia, victimization, helplessness, anger issues, and delusions of grandeur. Diagnosis: totally messed up.
I'm going to give you a bit higher dosage than I planned initially.
And if I don't want pills?
We can work on your issues. You seem very suspicious. Why did you come in the first place?
My friend Banana Bell asked me to.
I see. Displacement of responsibility.
She thinks I'm too angry.
Are you?
No.
I can't help you unless you admit there's a problem.
There is a problem. It's just not with me. I have to find a way to stop the horrors.
What horrors? I see a nice young woman sitting in a nice chair in a nice room. What could be nicer?
If it's not in the room, it doesn't exist.
I'm trying to get you to be in the here and now.
And the here and now includes the fact that this culture is killing the planet.
You try so very hard to be unhappy. That must be exhausting. I'm here for you to help you enjoy this moment.
Did you know that there are more than 200 dead zones in the oceans caused by the actions of the industrial economy?
Let's stay in this room. Do you see any dead zones in this room?
Seabird populations are plummeting across the planet.
I'm wondering what it is about you that causes you to not want to remain in this room. Are you uncomfortable in your body?
My body is fine. My body doesn't make me angry. Factory farms make me angry. This culture makes me angry.
You need to breathe out those bad emotions and breathe in only good emotions.
Anger against injustice is a bad emotion. Outrage at a system that is killing everything you hold dear.
I don't see any system. I only see you and me sitting in this room talking about your anger. Are you sure your anger really is at this thing you call the system? How is your relationship with your father?
My father's got nothing to do with it.
Why don't you want to talk about your father?
Right now, sea turtles are being driven extinct. Amphibian populations are collapsing.
How does your anger affect your social life?
I don't want to talk about my social life.
Are you uncomfortable because your anger drives away your friends?
I'm not angry at my friends.
Do you want to stop causing the pain?
I want to stop the culture from killing the planet.
You seem to be obsessed with destructive fantasies. That's a lot of negativity to carry around with you. Awfully heavy. I would want to lighten that load by setting it aside.
Yes, you would.
And I'm concerned about all this affection you have for sea turtles and such. It can be scary to care about another human who can reject you. Sometimes people are too scared to even acknowledge this fear. So they project this fear onto things like sea turtles and their supposed destruction by some all-powerful system. This big, scary world. You think it's going to destroy you. You want someone to take care of you, just like you say you want to take care of sea turtles. But you'll never find someone to take care of you as long as you are this angry.
I don't want someone to take care of me.
I think that you do. I think we all want someone to take care of us, and that's why we created this whole system. It gives us food and shelter and air conditioning in the summer and central heating in the winter. Just let go of your anger. Don't you see how pointless all of your anger is?
Why?
Because ultimately you can't do anything about it. So just lie back and enjoy what you can. You'll be ever so much happier.
I get it now. You're trying to get me to believe I'm helpless, that people really can't change things, that people really can't stop this culture from killing sea turtles and everything else. Because if you can convince me not to act, then maybe your own inaction won't seem as horrid as it really is. If you can convince me I'm helpless, maybe you can convince me I need your help. How convenient for you.
Clearly paranoid, and a danger to self and others. She needs to be apprehended for her own good, and for the good of society. Your 50 minutes are up. You can pay the receptionist on the way out. Would you like to schedule another appointment?
You are the most powerful man in the world.
Yeah.
But we both know that your power is nothing compared to that of the corporation.
Yes.
They decide who lives and who dies. You know that too, right?
Are they threatening me?
No more than they would threaten anyone else who got in the way of their profits. It's nothing personal, Mr. President.
I understand how they work. I just don't think it applied to me.
I've been told explicitly that it applies to everyone.
Oh.
Nothing, and they mean nothing, can be allowed to stand in the way of their profits.
Oh.
Excuse me, sir.
Don't bother me now. I'm solving global warming.
This is important, sir.
More important than solving global warming?
No, sir.
There. I've done it. Everybody thought it was so tough, but I solved it all by myself.
How, sir?
Simple. I double speed limits all across the country.
I don't understand, sir.
Here's the solution to global warming. If everyone drives twice as fast, their engines will only be running for half as long, thereby cutting all emissions in half.
Right, sir. You are uniquely qualified to see that.
Now that we've solved global warming, what's so important?
Somebody blew up a dam, sir.
Why would somebody go and do something like that?
He left a note, sir, saying he did it for the fish.
For the fish? Damnedest thing I ever did here. Did he catch any?
He did it to save the fish, sir, not to catch them.
He blew up the dam to save fish?
Yes, sir.
Why would anybody do something like that?
Evidently, he cared about the fish, sir, and the river.
Why would somebody care about fish or a river? He must be insane. Did he have a permit?
No, sir.
He took out a dam?
Yes, sir.
For the fish?
Yes, sir.
Owned by a corporation?
Yes, sir.
Then arrest him.
We haven't caught him, sir.
Well, then arrest everybody.
Everybody, sir?
Well, not me. Arrest everybody it could have been. Cast a much wider net.
Meaning?
It's a fishing term. Since we're talking about a dam, I thought I'd...
I'd understand, sir. In this case, what does it mean?
It means arrest everybody.
We've been through this, sir.
You know who I mean. Everybody I don't like. Everybody I might not like. Everybody who looks like somebody I might not like. Everybody who doesn't like my plan to solve global warming.
On what grounds, sir?
Murder, of course.
No one was killed, sir.
The dam was murdered, that's for sure, and they didn't even catch any fish.
I don't think we can charge someone with murdering a dam, sir.
Then terrorism. Get them for terrorism.
No one was terrorized, sir.
Surely someone was frightened.
Not that I know of, sir.
Not even scared?
No, sir.
How about startled?
No, sir.
Surprised then?
I suppose so, sir.
Well, there you have it. Besides, it was a corporation's dam. Losing their dam will cut into their profits. Cutting into corporate profits is terrorism, pure and simple.
It is, sir?
Falling corporate profits sure scare me, and they scare everybody. I know everybody who matters. Let's round them up for terrorism.
I'll get right on that, sir.
What are we gonna do if the wild terrorists don't let us consume the planet? How will we maintain our lifestyles?
We won't.
I'd rather die than quit this lifestyle.
You seem quiet today.
I'm afraid to say what I'm thinking. If I do, you'll just tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. I never meant you were wrong. All those suggestions you've made have been really good. It's just that they're not enough. And they put the focus on us instead of where the real problem is. And they keep us from doing what we all know needs to be done. And they...
You're doing it again.
I'm sorry.
I understand now that me just conserving isn't enough. You don't need to keep pounding that into my head.
I didn't mean to pound.
And I understand that even if every one of us conserved, it wouldn't be enough. You don't have to nail me with that one.
I didn't mean to nail.
And I know that things are really bad and that the problems are systemic and that the whole rotten system needs to go. What? You don't need to keep lecturing me about that.
I didn't mean to lecture.
But can't we keep things like air conditioning and cars and radios and TVs and computers and just get rid of the bad stuff like pollution and exploitation? Wouldn't solar panels or windmills make it so we could have that stuff? Oh, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that in order to have air conditioning and all those other things, even if they're solar powered, you still have to have mining for the copper wires and the silicon and everything else. And you still have to have the whole industrial infrastructure, which means you have to have the roads and the whole oil economy to move stuff around, which means you have to have this huge military so you can take the oil from wherever it is. And you have to have this whole system, which leads to a few people being rich and most people being poor. Which means you have to have police to make sure the poor don't take back from the rich, and you have to have prisons and everything else that comes with that, and the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer, and it all keeps killing the planet. I know that's what you'd say.
Well...
So then I would say, well, what about high technology? Can't that work? I really want it to work. I've heard all those great things about how nanotechnology will make production so much easier. Wouldn't that be a good thing? But then I know just what you'd say. You'd say that all these technologies follow the same pattern of being hyped and hyped and hyped, and then they always, always cause more pollution, and they always, always cause the rich to get richer and the poor to be more exploited, and they always, always cause the world to be hurt more and more, and every time. I know, that's what you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd get really sad. Because it won't work the way it's promised, and I want it to work. And I'll know you're right, but I don't want you to be right.
I know.
So then I'll ask if we can use biofuels to save us. And you'll say that industrial agriculture is based on natural gas and oil for fertilizers and pesticides, and it's incredibly toxic, and it destroys soil and water. And you'll say it's all controlled by big corporations. And you'll say that if every single bit of cropland in the United States was used for biofuels, it would make up only 15% of this country's demand. But even then, it's impossible because growing corn for biofuels actually takes more energy than it makes.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me that currently it takes 10 calories of dino fuel to grow 1 calorie of food in the United States. People have covered croplands with McMansions because they believe they currently have that fuel to waste. But then you tell me that without the 10 calories of fuel, they will need way more laborers and way more croplands to feed the people who currently exist. And then I'd be really sad again, because every part of me wants for it to all be really easy. But you'd be right again, and it wouldn't matter that you are right, but what's important is that I would understand that the problem really is the whole system. But I wouldn't want to believe that. And I'd rather believe that all of our problems can be solved if we just buy energy-saving light bulbs and if we just recycle. See, I told you that if I said those things, that you'd shoot down all my suggestions. I told you that you'd just make me feel bad.
I didn't mean to.
I know.
Am I still your friend?
Of course. My best friend. Even if you do tell me those things.
Aww.
We've been taught a lot of stories that simply aren't true. Some of these myths we uncovered as kids, Santa Claus, Tinkerbell, but most are still with us, embedded in a way of looking at the world that permeates everything we do. But if we're willing to grow, to find out who has been benefiting by pulling the wool over our eyes,
then we'll uncover ways to take back our lives, our country, our planet, and our future. Next month, we'll talk with people who are doing just that.
We'll interview local people who are making some very positive and happy changes to their lives and benefiting all of us and the Earth in the process.
That's Monday, April 21st at 9:30 a.m. on KMUN, KTCB, and 8:30 p.m. on KCPB, Coast Community Radio.
It's pledge time, and now's your chance to support Community Radio and the Lifeboat Show. Call 325-0010
or 1-800-518-0010. Get your pledge in now.